we used to go to cocoa farm, like rice farm. You understand? And my uncle, like, they were just, those my uncles were just, I mean, the farming business was just hand to mouth. But in this era, you don't have to go into farming and run it hand to mouth. I mean, we can make a lot of money from farming business. So me, first of all, I will advise that person, come to Ghana or come to Africa, study the environment, then do your own research, go. And when you are coming back, you are coming fully to start a business. To me, farming is good. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I will not say real estate. Real estate is good, but if you have that capacity, and so to get lands, like litigation, free lands.
Good locations.
Good locations, you understand? It's good. You're going to make money. You understand? And also, let's go into production. Like, what do you think you can produce? Like, the things that we can produce here. Let's go to China. Get a machine. I mean, a machine that we can, like, we can do our own plantain chips. You understand what I'm saying? Like, in larger quantity. Like, Gary. You understand? We can go the way, like, why do we have to sit in Africa for a foreigner to come and package Gary for us? When we were young, we used to drink tea. When we were young, like, if you want to drink tea, this, like, this cup, you need a cup, water, you have to heat water, you put water in the cup, a Milo, needle, milk, sugar. And somebody came up with what? This way, three minutes, like this way, three in one. You understand what I'm saying? So,
all you need is water.
All you need is water. So why don't we think that way? Why don't we? Because see, if you live abroad, study, if you live in America, Europe, study any business that is doing well over there. Bring it here. Bring the same business. Adopt that business idea and bring it here. You make money. You only need the recipe. See, this guy was in Holland. Like, that guy was hustling, struggling. And the guy called me, said, I think 2 years ago, and he said he had, I think, 25,000 euros. He doesn't have paper. I said, you know what, you have to come to Ghana. His wife is here. I said, come to Ghana. Come and rent one bedroom. You don't need two bedrooms, three bedrooms. Come and rent one bedroom. We are starting everything afresh. And we discussed a couple of businesses that, I mean, he can run in Ghana. So we settled on one. And the guy, the following 2 weeks, he bought his ticket and came to Ghana. As I'm speaking to you, he has started his food business.
Wow.
And he has, I think, about 15 or so workers.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? So there is money here. But the truth is, if you are ready to think different, if you are ready to do the things that majority of our people are not willing to do, because our people, they want to wear tie and suit and sit in an air conditioned office. You understand what I'm saying? So if you are ready to think differently, you are going to make money. You're going to make money.
Now, I'd love to take my favorite question. The best advice you've ever received.
The best advice I've received in my life. I think I've forgotten the name of the person that I was listening to him. Okay, I remember. I was listening to Dan Luke. Dan Luke. But before I listened to Dan Luke, I used to watch Dan Luke a lot. And my wife said, like, some years back, all this thing that I'm doing, people, like, will call me and I will coach them free of charge. Midnight, they will be calling me. What midnight? They will be calling me 1 a.m. My wife said, hey, so are you not going to make money from what you are doing? I mean, I would say this is the best advice. See, what my wife told me, it was like tsunami.
That's right.
And she said, your gift must give you food. Read the Bible. Your gift must give you food. I said, wow. The following day, I was watching Dan Luke. Dan Luke said the same thing, like, many years ago, like, he would be sharing knowledge for free. And what do you call it? His girlfriend said, you have to charge these people. So that was the confirmation that I need. I started running online courses. And I was so shocked that when I started running the courses. The people were coming from everywhere. You know, my videos are viral everywhere. People were coming from like Jamaica, Papua New Guinea, St. Martin's Island.
Wow.
You understand, to join my classes. So in this life, I think you need to connect yourself with good people. If you marry like somebody, I mean, an average person who doesn't think like you, you need to try as much as you can to help the person upgrade themselves. Otherwise, with time, you start thinking like her. You raise children who also think like her. I mean, and you not even make money. The reason why people don't make money, the amount of money that you are earning at the end of every month, look at your friends. They are earning the same thing. You go to work and look at the kind of people that you associate yourself with. Look at your friends at your workplace. You understand? You are gradually becoming like them. And you become like them. So the people that you connect yourself with, very, very important. So that was the best advice. I mean, I would say that was the best advice. Like, I would give this knowledge for free. Free to people. Free, free, free.
Wow. It's amazing, the best advice he's ever received. It's from the wife.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
As our life partners are very important.
Eh? Sure, 100%.
Very, very important. If you make that mistake, it's not forgivable.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's not forgivable. And if you think you're going to make a mistake, then don't do it yet. Wait.
I remember, like, when I was in Notan, right? And I used to have this kind of Mercedes-Benz in Notan. And one day, I told my mother that now I don't want to stay in Oda. I want to go to Accra. My mom said, "I believe you. I know you will make it.
Wow!
You have to go." So I parked my car in Oda. The name, like one of my friends, his name is Panther. I mean, he watched this video. I parked the car in his house. I said, "Charlie, I'm going to Accra. I come for this car." Yeah, I bought the car from Uche, Prophet Boyin. You know, this car was giving me wahala. You understand? Wahala. I packed the car and I took my bag many years ago. You see, in life, decision will determine destiny. If you're not ready to do the hard things, take hard decisions, you can't succeed. If you take easy decisions, you will not succeed. You understand? I packed the car, came to Accra, taking trotro, staying with a friend. You understand what I'm saying? Well, someone will say, but why should I pack my car and take trotro? Hey, you are not serious. It means you don't want to make money. Easy things will not bring success. It's the hard things that will bring success. You have to be hard.
Sometimes it gets difficult. They want to give up. It gets difficult.
Oh, yes.
How do you navigate that?
You see, that is why you need to read. You have to watch successful people, how they were able to do it. You see, when you program your mind to a certain level, it doesn't matter the kind of difficulties that you encounter. You will always overcome. So it's like, we don't know how to think. We use our mind to meditate on problems. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you are thinking about, how can I do this? That we don't ask how, but we allow the problem to consume us. We don't ask how. And you know, it is proven scientifically, anytime you have a challenge and you don't ask how, you don't ask how, you will lock your mind. There are people where when they go through challenge, they will start crying.
Yeah.
You are dead. You can never solve that problem. You have to begin to ask how. How can I? When you ask how, so I have trained my mind And I always do the things that I'm afraid. If I want to do something, and like, because fear, you will always experience fear anytime you want to do something. Anything that you've not done before, you will always experience fear. So I've trained my mind in a way that I always do the things I'm afraid.
So just to add to what you're saying, there are two fetters that must be cast out when you're on this journey. It's fear and doubt.
Yes, fear and doubt, yes.
And once we do that, the divine opens.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
My God. Have you got anything for my audience? I think there's a beautiful camera right in front of you.
The only thing I will say, if you are watching this podcast and you want to come out of that situation, what I want to say, use all the money you have to get knowledge. That is what I did many years ago. Use the money you have, buy knowledge. Buy knowledge. Upgrade yourself. If you upgrade yourself, it will shock you. Like how fast you move in life. See, all the things that you are looking for is just around you. The things that you are looking for to succeed is just around you. But you don't have that mind to see the things that are around you. That is why you are home. That's why you are suffering. So for the next 30 days, don't complain. Don't complain about anything. Don't complain about the economy. Don't complain about anything. The next 30 days, you have to come up with one particular thing. How you are going to increase your income. And if you want to increase your income, you have to increase your capacity. You have to increase your capacity. So what are you going to do the next 30 days? What books are you going to read? What courses? How many podcasts are you going to watch? That's the only thing I can tell you. And if you can do this, it's a challenge. If you can do this, new year, when we meet, you will testify.
For the love of what we do and what we stand for, this conversation, I don't know whether I should lock it. You know, I don't know whether it should be released or it should be locked for the inner circle.
Yeah.
Because after about 10 minutes into the conversation, yeah, something should pop out.
Yeah.
You know, like in the book, Think and Grow Rich,
yeah,
it talks about you're going to realize,
yeah,
you know, it, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
And I think at every step of the way,
yeah,
there are things that are popping out, yeah, coming out,
yeah,
and making people who truly want to get yeah, them, set themselves on that journey, you know, to realize, yeah, hi. Anyway, I'd like to thank you so much for your time. Okay. I don't take this lightly at all. I think what you've done is definitely a work of God. And the type of things you've spilled today, it must change destinies. In fact, when people are looking for destiny helpers, this is it. Yeah. This is the conversation, the conversation you need. You know, I've just got him right here. And if you've been with us from the beginning, thank you so much for making it here. And if you did, in fact, I will need a comment to know whether you made it to the end. And if you didn't, it's okay. You will not get to hear this one. If you didn't enjoy this conversation, there's another video you can watch. And my name is Derek, your host on Connected Minds. Stay connected. I'm out.